This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth, here with Tommaso, Vincenzo, Giuseppe Bonvasuto.
Yes, sir. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. And you?
I'm doing fine. A lot of brake lights out there tonight. I don't know. People haven't adjusted the daylight savings or something.
Yeah, it gets dark early nowadays, you know, but it gets light earlier too, doesn't it? Sort of, yeah.
It's going towards that short day, December 21st, right?
Shortest day. I'll tell you. I'm not a big fan of winter. Did I ever tell you that?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
I'm looking, you know, people are all upset about global warming. I've been one of the happiest campers on Earth.
That's
I shouldn't say that. I'll probably be run out of the world for that, you know. They'll make me live on the moon because I just said that.
That's okay.
That's okay.
We'll find some clients up there. You know.
Anyway, we're on an open show tonight. That means that our listeners once again get to be the director of the conversation. They get to hear the answers to their own personal questions. It can be anything you want to on personal finances, be it investing or IRAs or 401ks or open enrolment season, as I was talking to Sean about this morning, you know, with, and he didn't even get into one of the others, HSAs and medical insurance plans. How many times do we see people come to see us and they have a relatively healthy family, but psychologically they're still hanging on to that $250 deductible? You need a consumer-driven health plan. You need a health savings account. You want a higher deductible if your family's healthy. And if the numbers work out, you have to look at the numbers. It's not just, but it's usually about 90% probability if your family's healthy. Most high deductible consumer driven plans are extremely beneficial.
Yeah, I mean, I made that mistake for years, is, you know, just thinking, okay, I just have more taken out of my pay, and then when we go to the doctor, we don't have to pay as much, or we don't pay anything. You paid less, and then, you know, I'm a math guy, and you know, we're just sitting there and figure out the math of it. And if you're healthy, as you said, I mean, there's always caveats to what we say. You have to make sure you fit, you know, the equation. But if you've got a healthy family, you know, being in a high deductible plan, you know, loading that money into the HSA, it is the best vehicle for savings and retirement savings. You know, if you don't need it, you're going to use it in the future, and people really need to do that. So, to your point, it is an open enrollment time, and we talked about a lot of good things relative to that this morning, as you did with Sean and Frank.
And there are a lot of questions with open enrollment, and you need to have the right answers, and you need some you need some insight from somebody who's going to give you good, knowledgeable, educated, experienced advice without an economic bias. And that's what a professional advisor should do.
Exactly.
And I'll bet you most people out there who, quote unquote, have a financial advisor could not call their advisor up and ask for advice about open enrollment season.
Right.
And they might get BS back, but they wouldn't necessarily get experienced advice.
I did it last night in Gettysburg. I was with a client last night in Gettysburg, and I actually went through with her open enrollment, and we clicked through and chose all the options for her.
So we're here on an open show, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in and to direct the conversation onto a topic that is important to you. And we do have one of those callers, John and Laurel. John, how can we help you?
Drew.
I can't hear you, John.
Uh-oh.
I lost you.
He's breaking up.
Must have one of those flip phones still, you know.
StarTech.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, there you are.
Yes, there you are.
That's
John
better,
and
John.
Laurel, what can we help you with? He's back on the flip phone.
Yep.
He's living between his iPhone and his flip phone.
Well, it's hard when you're in the car. You know, the Bluetooth.
We
got to
go
work.
Because you know, we got somebody else calling in. Hopefully, John will call us back when he gets a chance. Anyway, we're here on an open show, 410-922-6680. If you want to call and ask your question, 410-922-6680. But, you know, it's open enrollment season.
Yep.
We talked about with Sean this morning about group life insurance.
Yep.
You know, it's very logical that if you're healthy and the guy across the, you know, cubicle from you is smoking and drinking, has chronic illness and overweight, and he's paying the same premium you're paying, what does that say to you? It says you're subsidizing the other person, and that's not what you want to do. Joe in Roland, how can we help you? Roland Park, I'm assuming.
Yes, I am. Okay, I have a question. We're about to buy a house down the Eastern Shore.
Okay.
And the problem is I don't want to pay PMI, but I would have to take about $10,000 out of my 401k account.
Right.
Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, that's a tough one there, Joe. You know, are you buying this as a second home, as a primary home? What?
Second home.
Second home. And that gets even more difficult, Tom, because, you know, because it's a second home, the mortgage people are going to look at that a little different. You know, I'm not a big fan of people borrowing money out of 401ks, but if you feel you can clean up that loan in that 401k relatively quickly, I mean, heck, if you can own two homes, you should be making pretty good income. And if you're not making pretty darn good income, then I'm saying, well, what the heck are you buying a second home for?
Yeah.
Is it a rental home you're going for?
No, it's going to be like we're going to retire down there.
Okay. Well, you know,
you could also look at having a second, you know, so you could have a primary mortgage and then you have a second loan and avoid the PMI because the first mortgage is below the PMI level.
That's true, but there, you know, you got to find a mortgage broker that's still willing to do that in today's world. They're out there, but he's going to pay a higher interest rate.
But if he pays that other one off faster, you know, it can work out.
Joe,
here's the situation, okay? On a 30-year fix, my PMI would be about $51 a month. On a 15-year fix, they told me the PMI is about $32 a month.
Right.
I want to go with the 15-year fix. Now, I'm going to put 10% down on this house.
Right.
But if I want to put another 10%, which would eliminate the PMI, I would have to take out about $10,000, $12,000 out of my 401k account.
And you intend to sell the house up here in the next few years. And I, you know, I would do it because PMI is an absolute waste of money. So, you know, I would hate to see you pay PMI. I'd rather you take the 401k loan and pay the interest back to yourself rather than PMI because it's an absolute waste of money. All right?
Now, is the 401k, I mean, if it's my money, is it considered a loan? I mean,
it is considered a loan, but it's not tax deductible in any way, of course.
Joe, how old are you?
I'm 66.
Yeah. So, you know, but that, you know, you could do a 401k loan. You just got to make sure you stay employed with that employer so that you don't leave there, because if you do, they're going to make you pay that loan back or they'll consider it a forced distribution on you. So be careful. Sell your Maryland home first before you retire from that company. All right, Joe, I got to run.
Thank you.
But it's a good question. We got to go to traffic. We'll be right back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. Personal finance has become a major area of stress due to the increasing dangers and complexities of the global economy. Personal financial management is a comprehensive approach to combating these issues, and the financial physical is the first step. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate, an independent fee-only firm. The financial physical begins with an objective analysis of your personal finances and ends with a plan to help achieve your goals. Experience the difference of the financial physical and learn how personal financial management can revolutionize your financial well-being. To learn more about the financial physical and the other services we offer, call us at 410-823-SAVE. That's 410-823-7283. Or the easy way to remember that, 410-823-SAVE. Or visit us online at drewtig.com. That's drewtig.com. All right, we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're here with Thomas Bombasudo, and we're on an open show, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in direct the conversation. 410-922-6680. We're going to John and Laurel. Hopefully we got you back this time, John.
Is it better?
Yes,
much better.
Perfect.
It was a Bluetooth. But great show, guys.
Thank you.
My question is about taxes. I have a special needs kid. I'm not a kid anymore. I'm an adult, I should say. So she'll be 21 next year. Am I still able to claim her as a dependent? She's still living with us, and
you're always able to, you know, as long as she's claimed as determined to be fully disabled at the age of 18 for the rest of her life. If she lives with you and you provide more than 50% of her support, you'll always be able to claim her as a dependent.
Right. Now, there's no special documentation you need for that or anything.
Nope. Okay. So pretty straightforward, you know. So you shouldn't have an issue with that. There's nothing you need to worry about.
And so if you had an IRS audit, what would they look for? You know, if they said, well, this person, are they really a dependent?
Oh, she would have SSI, so, right? Is she approved for SSI, John?
She is.
Yeah, so she's approved for SSI. The government was the one to determine she was disabled.
Right.
So that's the end of the story there.
There you go.
You know, there's a lot of things that you should think about as a parent of a special needs child. And, you know, I mean, just the whole estate planning, hopefully, is something mm-hmm. that you and your wife have spent a good bit of time talking about.
Absolutely.
And working on.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
Hey, thank you.
All right,
thank you.
Take care. Greg in Dundalk, how can we help you?
Hey, how are you today?
Good, yeah, sir. Yeah. And you?
Good, good. Hey, I've been hearing some talk about this cryptocurrency going around.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with this?
Well, yeah, of course. You know, I mean, Bitcoin or what's the other one? Rithium. Rithium. There you go. I couldn't get that out, but of course. You know, and I've been telling my team, and Tom will tell you, I've been telling my team for a year and a half. You have to pay attention to this. It's going to be important to the whole world. But what's your question?
Well, I'm just curious of how to invest in something like this.
Well, it's very easy. I mean, you know, you can invest in it in numerous ways. For one, you can buy an ETF, an exchange-traded fund on the New York Stock Exchange that owns Bitcoin. And, you know, so you buy the ETF at proportional value of Bitcoin, and so you don't own it directly, you own it indirectly, but it's the exact same thing. There's a nominal cost to the ETF, but that's one way to own it. You can go to any Bitcoin exchange and buy it directly yourself. It's up to now, what, 7,500 or something ridiculous like that, Tom?
Yeah, it's really taken off here, but, you know, is it tulip bulbs in Holland, or what is it?
Well, you know, here's the problem with Bitcoin, okay? And that is, number one, it's not regulated by anything, so that's something you always have to think about. Number two, you always need international Federal Reserve-type currencies because that's what Bitcoin is. Until Bitcoin becomes as freely exchangeable as the U.S. dollar, which at this point in time it's getting there, but it's a long way from it. You know, in other words, I can't pay my U.S. income taxes with Bitcoin.
Mm.
But you know why Bitcoin is getting so valuable? Is because it's the currency of choice,
right,
for rogue nations, hackers, and drug dealers. I mean, think about it. And then you throw all the other people in that are
right,
getting excited about it,
yep,
because of the price escalation they're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, it does have a sort of a tulip bulb Ponzi scheme. But here's the biggest problem I have of getting my head around Bitcoin, and that is that you could have a million different cryptocurrencies
right,
come into existence over the next 5 years.
Well, that's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm thinking is going to happen. I'm thinking, you know, with all the problem with the paper money, and the hacking of these websites and stuff, that, you know,
well,
could
see,
be a problem.
Yeah, well,
different people will start coming up with this cryptocurrency.
Right. You see, but when you understand how the blockchain operates and the Bitcoin and so forth, there's only about 23 million Bitcoins that can possibly ever be mined in the fullness of Bitcoin. And so when that last Bitcoin is mined, and then what they can do is they can start dividing every Bitcoin. So in other words, you can have one Bitcoin divided.
Kind of like splitting stock.
It's sort of, yeah, but you can divide a Bitcoin, I think it was 100,000 into 100,000 or something. And I calculated it once out. It would be something in the quadrillions of one Bitcoin, 23 million Bitcoins, can be multiplied into something quadrillions worth of currencies. And right now in the world total, I calculated out something in the couple hundred trillion, currencies in circulation throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's you can understand why people are excited about it, but and here's the thing with the Bitcoin, as opposed to like you and I were talking about, anybody's brother can come out and create a cryptocurrency. But it has to be a cryptocurrency that people will accept in exchange for value. In other words, if somebody won't say to you, if I come up, if you and I get together and we say, we're going to create the iGreg coin, the iGreg coin, and we set up a blockchain and create the iGreg coin, but Tom won't take it in exchange and nobody else in the world will take it in exchange for anything, then our iCurrency is our iGreg coin is worthless.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The reason Bitcoin is so interesting is it initially has been accepted,
right,
and now it is, like you see, $7,000 per Bitcoin, and every hacker in the world and all the hacking that's done where they say, Greg, you want your computer back, here's what you got to do, they always take their payment in Bitcoin because it's untraceable where that Bitcoin went to.
Mm-hmm.
And so once they get their Bitcoin, you can't trace it like a U.S. dollar anymore, you know? And this is why the drug dealers and the gangs of the world and the hackers of the world and the rogue nations of the world are storing up on Bitcoins, and you know,
yeah, but aren't Fortune 500 companies starting to deal with this stuff now?
They are starting to talk about accepting Bitcoin as a form of currency to buy and sell, goods,
product,
to people. You know, yes, it's absolutely possibly going to start happening. If that starts happening, now you have
acceptance.
You get that big acceptance like that. You know, but here's another thing, too. There are Federal Reserves around the world that are thinking about creating their own cryptocurrencies. China has talked about that also, and that could be a big bonanza for China if they did that.
Right.
So anyway, you got a lot of things going on, Greg. It's an interesting topic, and, you know, we ought to find a cryptocurrency expert. We did one once just about a year ago, but we ought to have a new one on to really talk about where this is headed. I got to go to traffic.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks, and I really appreciate your time.
All right, Greg. Good talk.
Thank you.
I can't hang up there, Chris, but we got to go to traffic. We'll be right back. Money, Riches, and Wealth.
75% of adults agree they could benefit from advice and answers to everyday financial questions from a professional. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consult. We strive to serve as a leader in educating the public on personal finance topics through our Financial Pulse and Consulate Journal. For these publications and learn about our personal financial management services, visit our website at drewtig.com, drewtig.com, and follow us on Twitter at the FinCon for educational updates.
And we're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're on an open show. What is that, Chris? You think I should know that, right? Yeah. You know? What is Life by George Harrison? I think he was like that mystery guy in the Beatles, right? The one that nobody really knew. He was the one that, you know, they said, yeah, there's John, Paul, and Ringo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there was George too. Spiritual one. What about John? John wasn't spiritual? Or at least he thought he was, you know? So, Anyway, we're here on an open show, 410-922-6680. Nobody's online. We are here lonely in the second half of the show at this point in time, which is not usual. Normally, at the first half of the show,
start slow.
We have to get, you know, a couple callers to call in, loosen up a little, and then next thing you know, at the break, we get a bunch of calls. But that didn't happen tonight. We're actually on the opposite end, and we're empty now.
Right.
So if you want to call and ask a question, 410-922-6680.
Yeah, so let me follow up on something you said this morning with Group Life. And an example, I was working with a client yesterday, and we were looking at her Group Life at her company, working through her enrollment process. And but I also pulled out a flyer I'd got in the mail because I am such a valued client of AAA. They offer me insurance all the time, and so I compared to the AAA rates that I was given in the flyer. They were even worse than the Group Life rates that she was getting at her company. So, I mean, you got to be careful.
AARP is also,
people get excited. Oh, look at this. I can get that. And, you know, and so for the average person, your point this morning was, if you're a healthy person, you know, you're better off going out. If you need, first of all, if you need life insurance, you know, how much life insurance do you need? And then go get a term policy to cover the term for where you need it. Because most people do not need life insurance for their entire life.
Yeah, so we were meeting with somebody recently, and they're older. They're ready for, they're ready for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still paying, you know, almost $2,000 a year mm-hmm. for a life insurance policy. And the life insurance policy was going to terminate in 3 years, and I'm thinking, well, why are you doing this? I mean, this is like $6,000 in your pocket, or let's call it $100,000 of life insurance mm-hmm. if you die in 3 years.
The next 3 years,
which is a better bet? I would put the $6,000 in my pocket.
Yeah.
That's a pretty logical bet if I know I'm healthy, and
especially if the need's not there.
Absolutely. If the need's there, then I've got to do something about it. But if there's no need, and I know, look, I've got all this money accumulated, I've got pensions accumulated, I've got Social Security accumulated, my spouse is going to be more than taking care of something happens to me, anyway.
Yeah, I know. It gets us excited when we see that.
It does get us excited. There's so many things that, you know, what a true professional advisor should educate people.
Right.
They shouldn't be out there selling product to people. And this is the kind of advice that the public has been thirsting for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we do the show. We want to demonstrate what true professional advice should be.
Right.
So anyway, if you want to call and ask a question, 410-922-6680 is the way to direct the conversation in the way that you want it to go, like Chris in Columbia. Chris, how can we help you?
Hi, Drew. Can you give me your kind of critique of the, as it exists now, the proposed tax overhaul?
So,
is it smoke and mirrors, or is it whatever?
So I'll give you my my main talk, which is I really don't care, Chris, because unless I feel that there is a strong probability that this is going through, or I've got a bill passed, I don't want to waste my time thinking about all the gyrations and all the discussions that they have, because what can happen is my mind gets cluttered with the back and forth, and then ultimately they pass a law, and in the still of night they pull something out that I thought was in there, because I'm sitting around thinking about all the stupid talk they get in between. And, you know, but at this point in time, the general, what I'm hearing in general, because I'm not listening in any detail, it's, you know, you wonder why the Republicans are the stupid party. You know, that's the Democrats are the party of the mean people. The Republicans are the party of the stupid people, because they sat around and talked for 8 years about tax reform and repealing Obamacare. They get the opportunity in 2 years, and they have absolutely no plan whatsoever, no logic, no thought process in any of it from anyone, neither Trump administration all the way down through the House of Representatives or the Senators, and you know then why they're the stupid party.
Well, I can't disagree with you. my thought is that they kept calling it simplification. It didn't seem very simple. What they really should have done is tripled the standard deduction, and then done away with just about all the deductions except child care and made that a credit.
Yeah.
And then that way, the vast, vast majority of people would simply be able to fill it out on a postcard.
There is no doubt, Chris, that if you're going to do something with the tax laws and you want to drop the corporate tax rate down dramatically, you should do away with all deductions in the private to the individuals, such that the tax rates could be something simple like 10, 15, 20, or 25% or something like that, no more than 25%. If you eliminate all deductions, you take 25% from people making a lot of money. And, you know, everybody's happy, and Warren Buffett can't go around saying, I'm paying a lower tax rate than my secretary, you know? And, you know, BS, Warren, you know, you sat and spent 50 years trying to figure out how to avoid paying taxes, and now all of a sudden you want to figure out how the rest of us for the rest of our lives can pay those taxes for you. You know, Mr. Hypocrite himself, if I've ever heard one, and... you know, but, you know, the Republicans had no plan. I said all along from the very beginning that the Republicans should have come in. They should have offered national health care. Now, everyone just heard that from me, and they're saying, oh, Drew's lost his mind. That's ridiculous. Here's the point. You're going to get national health care whether you like it or not. You better get some Republicans in there, some conservative Republicans in there that'll get you exempt from it. You're going to end up with a Germany health care plan where everybody is stuck with national health care, and there's no way to get out of it in this country. And, you know, the Democrats know that. Obama passed Obamacare to destroy the medical insurance industry. He's done a royal job of it. We're stuck on the one-yard line. The Democrats know it. All they've got to do now is get a hold of the executive office and the you know, the House and the Senate, and it looks like they're going to get there soon. We're going to end up with national health care. Somebody better give them national health care, but exempt us out of it in a good way that we're not stuck with it with them.
What do you think would happen if tomorrow there was nobody had any health insurance? None.
No, well, that would be.
You think the prices of medical care would plummet?
Well, at least the hospitals and the doctors would all plummet, but, yep. You know, yeah, so, you know, I mean, you need health insurance. It's critical. It's well, critical.
But your point is it would
plummet. Told me that when I was born in 1947, there was no such thing as health insurance.
Well, look at over in China. You know, most people in China pay all their medical care with cash. That's why they save 50% of their money. But it doesn't work in a society like ours. What you need to do is you need to figure out, like Bull Simpson had a great idea, you know, give them a Chevy universal health care system for the people that want to be a part of it, but exempt those people who don't want to be a part of it and can buy their own private insurance still if they want to, with some caveats. And, you know, it was a great plan. And
well, you know, that's what they have in Australia.
Yeah,
my brother-in-law was sent down there because his company took over some IT company. He was there for 3 years. They said they have two levels of health care. One was, this was 10 years ago, the equivalent of $100 a month Australian for a family, and that was the basic coverage that everybody had.
Right.
And for three times that much, $300 a month, you had an elite plan, which many some more doctors went to and covered more, you and I would call elective procedures. And that's how they dealt with it, and everybody had health care.
Yeah. I have to run to my last pause, Chris. We're on an open show tonight. If you want to call in for the last quarter, 410-922-6680. Take it away, traffic. And we're back. Money, riches, and wealth. I can name that tune in 2,542 notes. Yep, got it. I got it. Give me another 2,000 notes from now. Sometimes you better take care. My back stairs. No. Come on. You gotta give me a hint. I've heard the song before, I'm pretty sure. I know the guy, I think. Yeah, oh, Gordon Lightfoot and Sundown. That's what I was going to say. You just didn't give me the rest of the notes that I asked for. So anyway, we're here with Money, Riches, and Wealth, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask a question, we'd probably take one caller before the end of this show tonight. And Tommaso, November 28th, having a retirement seminar. And I'm going to teach the retirement seminar to the open public that I normally teach at corporations and universities and State of Maryland pension, a lot of school systems and so forth.
Right.
So I teach this seminar, and we have we've accumulated over 37 years, the 34 big questions that you want to know and have answered going into retirement.
Right.
And so when are we doing that?
Yep, so that's exactly it. It's on Tuesday, November the 28th. It'll be in Hunt Valley, 6 o'clock. You know, so if people want to come, just call the number, 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAVE. And they can sign up for that seminar. We can send us an email at info@financialconsulate.com, info@financialconsulate.com, and we'll get them a seat. We'll save them a seat at the seminar. I think it's a great thing. I've seen you do it many times, and people find so much out of it. They're so thankful for the information, and they learn a lot about getting ready for retirement and what's coming up.
Yeah, and, we're not going to hawk annuities at the end. We're not going to hawk long-term care insurance policies or mutual funds or tell you about the investments that you got to buy from us, that we have some secret sauce for that. We're just going to educate people about what you need to know and answer whatever questions anybody wants. And so that's the way we do it. Corporations and governments and universities don't have me come in and say, and at the end you can hawk your products to people and see if you can make a bunch of commission off our employees.
Right.
Normally you can't even tell them, to come if they want to come talk to you and meet with you. They can come, the employees can come to you afterwards and maybe ask for your business card.
Yep.
But there's no hawking a product at those types of seminars. And that's the same way we're going to present this one. It's just strictly educational.
Yeah. And, that's the heart of the firm is that we love to help people. And so this is our way of reaching out, helping people, giving them some thoughts. And, some of those folks are going to say, wow, I need to dive deeper into this. I need more help than an hour or so discussion. Can I meet with you? And then we're happy to do that and help people do comprehensive planning the way it's supposed to be done as a fiduciary, fee-only advisor.
Yep. Jim Cowan, a good friend of mine who's, done many seminars on selling and so forth, he calls what we do technical selling. He says it's just, you're going out there, you're educating people, you know your stuff inside out, and you care about what you're doing, you want to do it in the best interest of people, and people just come find you.
Right, exactly.
It's pretty simple, you don't have to make up the story and try to believe in it to sell it. You just, teach what it's all about. It's pretty simple, straightforward. So anyway, we were talking about lots of different things. This is open enrollment season.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about group life insurance. We were talking about the medical insurance
HSAs.
And why it's important to do a consumer-driven health plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people miscommunicate, they don't hear when you say HSA, Henry Sam Adam, or health savings account. They also hear what they may have, FSA, flexible spending account.
Yep.
They are totally different creatures, and they come with whole different parameters.
Yep.
The HSA, health savings account, with a high deductible health plan, is the one that we are are strongly proposing that healthy families, healthy individuals should be on a high deductible health plan with an HSA and trying to fund that HSA to the maximum extent.
Right.
The FSA, flexible spending account, the only time somebody should use one of them is when they know they've got some bills and they want to get that money tax-free to pay those bills. For example, you know, parents with orthodontic
yep.
bills.
Yeah.
But you know, it's going to cost.
I had 3 embraces last
right.
year.
You have to spend $2,000 on an orthodontist for your children.
It's more than that, true.
Well, I'm just. Well, you know, Tom, it's been a long time for me, you know.
Inflation,
so,
I know, it's crazy.
You know, so,
but yeah, you're right. So you know, those are great. And you can even have an HSA and an FSA sometimes because they have something called the limited purpose FSA, which can be used for dental and vision. So to your point is it's a little bit of planning for the FSAs, but the HSA is an awesome thing. And it's how does it all work together?
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll go quickly to Jim in Baltimore City if we can get his question in before we're finished. Jim, how can we help you?
Hey, thanks for taking the call here. A friend has a situation, and I don't know the answer to it. He is turned 65.
Okay.
And his wife has benefits, good health benefits, and it's the approved kind. I forget the term that the Medicare uses.
More than 20 people in the company she works for.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Here's a question. If he defers A and B of Medicare,
right?
Does he, if he defers that 5 years or 10 years, she's out a long way, and he takes it at that point, does he still have that 6 month period where
no.
they don't underwrite?
No. As long as she has an approved Medicare plan, 20 or more employees in the plan, it's considered credible coverage. He can have a special enrollment whenever she stops being a part of that company and his medical insurance. So let's say she's 55 and he's 65, and so he would be 75 when she finally retires, let's say at 65. He would have a special enrollment period for at that time at 75 without penalty to join Medicare B, Medicare D.
What about A?
Medicare A is free. There are no penalties for Medicare A. He could actually take Medicare A. The only reason he would not take Medicare A right now, Jim, is if his wife is participating in an HSA, health savings account. If she is, and she's doing it as a family contribution, and he picks up Medicare Part A, technically she should stop contributing for in the family plan to the HSA. She can only contribute individually because her husband is already on Medicare Part A. But that's a complicated little piece there.
Thank you so much.
So for the most part, though, Jim, he should get Medicare A as long as she's not in a consumer-driven health savings account plan.
Okay.
Because it's free, and it basically becomes secondary hospital insurance for him. And just in case he ever did go to the hospital, could end up picking up some of the bills for him.
Mm, okay, that sounds great. Well, thanks so much. Love your show. Thanks.
All right, Jim.
Good.
Thank you. You know, Medicare is quite complicated.
Yes, it is.
You know, there's all kinds of little nuances. We've had numerous clients we help with Medicare,
mm-hmm.
and we go through the process with them, and they almost universally say these questions. How does any senior citizen do this without somebody like you helping them?
Yeah.
And the answer is that a lot of senior citizens can't, and they end up going to groups like, and this one time I will give AARP credit, is they have a lot of volunteers
mm-hmm.
that, you know, are at these centers
yep.
where they'll help people with
yep.
these Medicare issues and help them get enrolled and help them get Medicare Part D and all that kind of stuff. And it does get ridiculously complicated.
Yeah, it does. It's very, very hard for the average person to do it. And there are people out there, I mean, the brokers and the like that you can go to as well, you know, they're not getting compensated differently for choosing different plans. They're just going to try and get you on the best plans.
Yeah. So anyway, Thomas, we have our seminar coming up at the end of November, retirement mm-hmm. seminar. If you want to be a part of it, 410-823-7283, 410-823-SAVE is an easy way to remember that. We hope to see you there. But right now, we got to shower the people we love with love, Thomas.
And
I guess that's the end of this. There's something coming up next
week.
Open
show next week, and Cristofo is back.
No, next week is the...
After that, it's Thanksgiving.
Oh,
the week after
Thanksgiving
that.
The week after that.
Yes, yeah, so it's another open show with Chris.
Another open
week.
Show. Wow.
Yep.
We're getting generous with these open shows.
Yes,
this is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.